on you, a judgment of the great harlot. She's seated on the throne of many waters, and all the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And I saw the woman sitting on a scarlet beast with seven heads and ten horns, full of names of blasphemy. And on her head the name of mystery, Babylon the great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman struck with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, bound in disgrace. Behold, the whore, the final apostasy, the palace, the maiden of blasphemy, the sorcerer, the maiden idolatry, the pride of iniquity. Behold, the center of demonic fame, the filthiness arising in the sea of black beneath her. Behold, the true satanic nature, defined in its allegiance to the new world order. Behold the ritual of the new age, and the multitude of cult, the new crusades. Come, I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast which carries her. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings within. The ten horns are ten kings who shall receive power together with the beast 1 hour, and they will hate the harlot. They will make her desolate and naked, devour her flesh and burn her with fire.
Their tails were lambs, and the brain is fallen with them. and is become the heaven nations, and ever not the whole of every false, yet it repents in the cage of every unclean.
They should not worship the devil, and I will.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of intoxication, neither can the king.